Each day is connected one of the Nisim. Every day we read the Torah and Hanukkah, and each day is connected one of the Nisim. B'yom HaRishon, B'yom HaSheni. So on the seventh night, it's connected Shevet Ephraim. Who's Shevet Ephraim? Who's the Nasi of Shevet Ephraim? Elishama ben Amihud. Sfasemes, he writes, Bayashes al Rosh Ephraim, V'hu Atzayir. He put his hand, it's talking about Yaakov, he put his hand on Ephraim's head, and he's the young one. Yertek Yachashi Niach Yemino al Rosho, Nishar Hatzayir Eitzel Atzim. That even though Yaakov put his right hand on Ephraim, he remained the Tzayir. Now that's the Kiddush of the Pasuk. Because who is the older brother? Menashe or Ephraim?
Menashe.
So when he put his right hand on Ephraim, Ephraim could have thought, now I'm the man. What did Menashe think to, what did Ephraim think to himself?
Silly,
I'm nothing. He remained the Tzayir. That's what it means in the Pasuk. V'hu Atzayir. He put his hand on Ephraim's head, but he remained the younger one. So even though Yaakov put him first, before his older brother, he remained Tzayir. And so we find in the Holy Sefer, Or LaShemayim, Parshas Pinchas, that Ephraim is Hachna. Lashon Efer Yom. Efer is ashes of the sea. Lonis. It says in the Balaturim, Ephraim are the two Efers. It says, Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Afar Ve'Efer. I'm ashes, dust and ashes. And about Yitzchak it says that his ashes, it's as if he was burned and his ashes are piled up on the Mizbeach. So you have the ashes of Avraham and you have the ashes of Yitzchak. So those are two ashes. That's why his name is Ephraim. Ephraim. Plural. So Ephraim symbolizes humility, shiflus, achna, being subordinate, being low. And what did Yaakov Avinu say to Ephraim and Menashe? He said, V'ula machiba katon yigdal mimenu. V'zar yeh melol agoyim. His younger brother is going to be bigger than him, and his seed is going to fill the nations. Rashi says, who's achiba katon? What's going to be? What's so great? What's going to come out of Ephraim? Does anybody know Rashi? So the godless, the greatness of Reb Ephraim is that Yehoshua is going to descend from him, and he is going to bequeath the land of Eretz Israel. He's going to help the Jewish people capture Eretz Israel. He's going to lead them, and he's going to teach Torah to the Jewish people. So what was Yehoshua's midah? Yehoshua, the grandson of Ephraim, what was his midah? His midah was humility. Was shiflus. That's the seventh day. It's Ephraim. How do you see the humility of Yehoshua? He was the best Talmud. And what was he busy doing all the time? He was Masada the Safsalim. Everybody else was busy. Everybody else was busy with their own things. Maybe they were even learning. But Yehoshua, he learned. But then at the end of the day, he was the one organizing the benches, putting the svarim back. He was the shamus. So a person who knows how to make himself low becomes great. That's what ulam chiva katan yigdal mimenu. Like I always like to quote the Zohar. The Zohar Kadosh says that the smaller you are, the bigger you are. And the bigger you are, the smaller you are. So every time you see somebody walking by, and it looks like he's 70 or older, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to stand. Even if he's not a gadol hador, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to stand for anybody else. The Arizal says 60. If you want to go like the Arizal, Adarav. Torah says Seva, it doesn't say how old. So that was the midah of Yehoshua. Yehoshua's midah was this midah of humility, and that's how he became so great. And it says in the Gemara that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, it says Pnei Acham, Moshe Kepnei Chama, Pnei Yehoshua Kepnei Levana, that the people and generation said that Moshe's face is like the sun and Yehoshua's face is like the moon. What a big embarrassment. So what's Pashup Shat? That we went down. It used to be that Moshe was the sun, he was so shiny, and then Yehoshua is the Yerida. Pnei Menachem, the previous Ger Rebbe, my Rebbe was very close to him, he said a different pshat, that the people of that generation said, Oy la la osa busha. That they said, we could have been on the Madrega of Yehoshua. But we didn't want to because it's a busha. But we're going to be masada, we're going to fix the benches in the base medrash. We're going to sweep up afterwards. We're going to do all the dirty work. So, I once heard of a great tzaddik. It's either the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva in Petach Tikva. His name escapes me for the moment. And they saw him before Yom Kippur running through the bathrooms, putting cut toilet paper in so that everybody would have. And Yom Kippur, everybody would be able to be taken care of. So that's what he was worrying about before Yom Kippur. So you see that no matter how great you are, that's what makes you great, is that you bring yourself to the level of every person. Somebody once opened up a school for special children, for developmentally disabled children. So he wanted to know who to hire as a Rebbe. So he asked my Rebbe what he thought. He gave him an Eitzah. He said to him that when you have these people who you're interviewing, have them speak to a child. If they stand up when they speak to the child, it's not good. But anybody who bends down to the child's level, that's the guy you should take. And afterwards, Taki said that he saw a lot of them didn't, and some did, and those were the best people. Because you have to know how to look, bring yourself down to everybody's level. That's the midah of Yoshua. So the Zakenim said, we had such a busha. We didn't want to do the dirty work. And that's why we didn't reach the level of Yoshua. Yoshua again is from Ephraim, and that's the moon, right? Yoshua is Kipnei Levana. So where does all the moon, the light of the moon, come from? Sun. From the sun. That's the midah of Shiflus. Now you realize you don't have anything of your own. What's Am Yisrael compared to? We're compared to the moon, because we realize we have no independent light. All of our light comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. We're just here to be makabel. So, and what does the moon do? Where else do you see the Shiflus of the moon? It never reaches its full power, it's small. Then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then when it finally reaches its fullness, like we have tonight, tomorrow night, then what happens? Then Vaidir gets smaller. That's the moon, that's Yoshua. So the big meat in this world should keep your whole life. It says in the Pasuk, Kinar Yisrael Vo'aveyu, Hoshei. Jewish people are young and I love them. So a Jew always has to be V'b'chinas Nar. What's a nar? A nar is a kid. A kid wants to be makabel. When a boy is 15, 16, 17, 18, he hopefully looks up to his rabbeim. He wants to receive from them Torah and their shemayim and hadracha. And then sometimes a person turns 20, 21, 22, and he gets married. He doesn't have to ask his rabbis anymore. He knows already. He knows it all. So I think the biggest bracha is to go through your whole life knowing that you know nothing. To be mevati yourself to people who are greater. Until you reach the point that you're completely aligned with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you need Hadracha with those who are more aligned with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, that this world is a big maze, and people get lost in the maze. They don't have ways. If they have ways, they get out of the maze. The way of the maze.
Rabbi is the ways.
What?
Rabbi is the ways.
The Rabbi is the ways. Exactly. So, that's what you have to do. Lower yourself and say to somebody, listen, you know your way out of here better than I do. People want to get into learning. So ask people who got into learning how they got into it. You want to be a Talmud Chacham? Ask people who are Talmud Chacham how they became Talmud Chacham. One way you don't become a Talmud Chacham, you're busy playing with toys. Nobody ever became a Talmud Chacham when he was busy with toys. So that's one Eitzah. Not that I'm a Talmud Chacham. But the little bit that I know is only because I always made sure that when other people were playing with toys, I didn't own one. Not enough to keep it in your pocket and not look at it, because it's always there. You know, it's like a smoker. The best way to get over some stop smoking is to make sure you don't have any cigarettes with you. So, that's just an aside. In any event, we go back to Ephraim and Yosef and Menashe. It says, Vayar Yisrael es b'nei Yosef ayomer mi eile. So Yaakov sees the sons of Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, says, who are these? Rashi. He says, who are these? They're not royal Lebracha. And he says, no. Vayom Yosef Alavi, Benayim. They're the children that God gave me. Take them and give them a Bracha. So it says in the Megala Amukos, Megala Amukos has like a Parshas Veschanan, I don't know, 252 ways, I don't remember the number, like some huge number of ways to explain Veschanan. So in Ofen Kufnun Ches, in the 158th Derech of his, the Holy Megala Amukos writes as follows. What does it mean, Asher Nasan Li Elokim Bazeh? What's the Bazeh? Asher Nasan Li Elokim? What's Asher Nasan Li Elokim Bazeh? You know, when you read the Chumash and you're medayik in every word, you find out a lot of nice things. So what's the Asher Nasan Li Elokim Bazeh? Eloki Yaakov Ra Yeravim V'Amar Mi Ele. Because Yaakov saw that Yeravim was going to descend from them. So he says, who are these? Shena Roy Lebracha. Who's Yeravim? What did Yeravim do? He split the Malchus. Split the kingdom. So he says, who are these guys? So Yosef said, Asher Nasan Elokim Bazeh. What's the Bazeh? Bazeh. You said they're not Roy Lebracha. This thing, very thing that you said, they're not fitting for a Bracha. Yesh Bo Gamke Nito Takedusha. Bazeh Shamar Bazeh. In other words, what makes you most roy of a bracha? What makes you not most, but what makes you roy to worthy of getting a bracha? The fact that you're not worthy of getting a bracha, like it says, that Kol Mi She'ein Bo Das Asur L'Rachem Alav. Anybody who doesn't have das, anybody who doesn't use the seichel, you're not allowed to have rachmanis on. So the tzaddikim say, how much rachmanis do you have to have on somebody that you're not allowed to have rachmanis on? Now he needs even more mercy. Because you're not allowed to have Rachmanis on him. He says, oi, vey. He's doing so badly, and I have Rachmanis on him. You say, oi, he's not even worthy of a bracha, how much he needs a bracha. That's Menashe and Ephraim. You have to look at people, and you have to say, he doesn't deserve anything. He's an oisvarf, he's a bad kid. And you say, how much love he needs. The very fact that he's not worthy of love, and he doesn't deserve anything. So you have to give it to him even more. So that's bazeh. You say they're not worthy of a bracha. Asher nasan li bazeh. Bazeh, that very thing that you say. They're not worthy. So, zeh, obviously, is begematria David. And we said zeh, who's it talking about, this zeh? Menashe and Ephraim. Right, gematria of David is how much? 4 and 4 is 8. And 8 and 4, and 8 and 6 is? 14. And Zeh is 7 is 7 and 5 is 12. So how do we get to 14?
Bazeh.
Very good. Thank you for the ba. And it wouldn't have worked if it was Zeh. Why not? Because that's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says Bazeh. So Bazeh is Begematria David. And David is also Merames Tisus, that's the seventh day. How does David connect to the seventh day of Hanukkah? We're holding by the seventh day of Hanukkah. How does David hold by the seventh day of Hanukkah? Because David is very good. David is seven. David is Malchus. What's Malchus? Right, we have the seven spheros. The seventh one of the lower spheres is Malchus. That's kingship. And that's David. So David is number seven, which is Malchus. And David had the meat of Anova. What's the famous pasuk of David HaMelech? Anochi tolas velo ish, cherpas adam ubzuya. I'm nothing, I'm just a cherpa, I'm a big embarrassment. I'm a tolas, I'm a worm. David HaMelech called himself a worm. The seventh day is the day of Hachnav, being low. It says in the name of the Chiddush HaRim in the Sfasemis and Vayichi, Tafresh Mem Zion, Dibar Maskel, the Medrash HaRoeh. And the Pasuk Vayosem is Ephraim with name Menashe. He put Ephraim before Menashe. And what did Yosef say when he put Ephraim before Menashe? What did he say? He said, Lo Kenavi, you got it wrong, Dad.
He's not the Bechor.
So what was the, he's not the Bechor, says Shlomo. So what was the Machlokas? The Machlokas, there was a Machlokas here between Yaakov and Yosef. Who did Yaakov want to come first?
Menashe.
Ephraim. And who did Yosef want to come first?
Menashe.
So what does Menashe symbolize? Nashani Elokim is kol amali. I forgot all of my toil. Sur meira, removing yourself from the bad. What does Ephraim symbolize? Asay tov, doing good. Ephraim Elokim beretanyi. He was named after Ephrani, that God made me fruitful in my land of poverty. That's the Asay Tov. So Yosef wanted first Sur Meirah. And then you go to Asay Tov, first Menashe, then Ephraim. And Yaakov didn't want that. Yaakov said first Ephraim and then Menashe. So that's deep shot in the Machlokes between Menashe and Ephraim. And that's the idea, says the Dago Machan Ephraim, the Baal Shem Tov's grandson in Parshas Vayichi, that the Tzaddik is Makarev, even the Rishayim. And Menashe is Bechinas Ra. Menashe is looking at the bad side. Mashani Elokim is Kol Amoli, I forgot all of my toil. But a Tzaddik is Malamit Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. So he emphasizes the good. In other words, he always looks for the good. That's the Ephraim. So you start with the Ephraim. And this is in our generation also. You have to always look for the good. And that's why it says, Halavai osi azvu v'sarasi shemar v'amorosham yamachzirim l'mutav. Halavai, the Yerushalmi says, they should leave me and keep my Torah, and the light of Torah will bring them back to good. What's the light? The light is the light of Hanukkah. And that's emphasizing the good. So our avod in this door is to stay away from the... Don't think about the Sur Meirah. Just focus on the Tov. And then the Ra is going to fall away immediately. That's for the Doros Achronim. That's Yaakov Bikesh Legalis is a case. This is part of the Gili Akeith. So in the seventh day, on one hand, we're low. And through being low, we're able to see all of our... That's exactly what brings out our good qualities. That we're humble. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Thank you.